What about the heart and imaginative?
Right. So I think that's quite honestly a bit of a tempest in a teapot, because there was this publication suggesting that you could get some cardiac abnormalities. So we first reviewed our database and then actually reviewed the Novartis database for any event that was described even vaguely like it might be cardiac related. And altogether, there was between 1 and 2%. And what we did then was look at the incidence. And of course, that doesn't mean it was drug-related. People could have had a coronary artery disease, et cetera. But the real question was, what is the incidence compared to what you might expect? So what we did was look at the incidence within decades of age and compare it to the Framingham study. And interestingly, there was absolutely no increase compared to what was seen in the Framingham study with the long-term observational study. So I'm not going to say it never happens. It could happen on an anecdotal basis. But in terms of it being a significant problem with the use of the drug, so far, no. You had asked me earlier about long-term. I mean, the simple answer is we don't know. The drug has been available since 2001, so only in this decade. And we don't have any 10 or 20-year data. Now, that being said, at the last ASH, there was a presentation on late toxicity. In other words, looking to see, are there things that are happening later that weren't happening earlier? And so far, the simple answer is no. There doesn't appear to be any late toxicities that are being recognized with 4, 5, 6, 7 years of use of the drug, so far.